Good evening, everybody. Welcome to tonight's meditation around a powerful portal that will be maintained for a few more days. Before we begin, I'd like to invite you to connect with your body. Just come nearer your body and go deeper into it until you can settle at the bottom of it in your pelvis. Bring all the energy that was used in today's experiences back to your core and settle within. And once you're there and quiet and still, I would like you to invite your breath to go down to your abdomen and just invite a very passive, simple abdominal breath where the out-breath becomes a little longer than the in-breath. And in doing so, we prepare ourselves for tonight's transmission. We'd like to also align our bodies with the earth on which we're sitting. And the sun at the zenith, as if it was midday, although it's the evening now. We need that space because this is our experience field between the sun and the earth. It is in its bandwidth that all the planets I'll tell you about are transiting. Keep crossing our skies. And as viewers, based on the earth, we can see, feel, and benefit from their unique impact. For a start, I would like you to become aware of the strong presence of two celestial beings called Jupiter and Pluto. Their energies are very distinct. And I will go into more details about them. But first, I'd like you to feel their joint presence. They've been coming together, and they've been together for already a year, not a year. A week. They've been on the very same degree of the zodiac for a week. But this morning, early, 3:45 a.m. in the UK, they came together at the exact point. So who are they? Let's meet Jupiter first. Just welcome and meet Jupiter. You may have seen him in the night sky, because you can see it with a naked eye. But feel him, feel its presence. It is huge, the biggest planet in our solar system. But the magnitude of his presence bears no comparison with his size. It is expansive, it is embracing, it is generous, protective, benevolent. Feel that quality. Acknowledge it in your field, because you will have felt it strongly in the past week and probably more so today. Jupiter operates a little bit like a magnifying glass. Wherever it goes, whatever it touches, it tends to magnify, to highlight. What it highlights currently is the network of relationships among human beings. Kind of relationship we have with one another, the quality, the flavor of them. So maybe for a moment you can just ponder over the way your relationships have evolved or changed, for whatever, in whatever way, ever since we entered lockdown, which is a very strong landmark. Relationships to our close ones, dear ones, to our community, and to humanity at large. Just notice the quality of relationships currently. They may not be at peace, and it's quite understandable, because the presence of Pluto together with Jupiter will cause a little imbalance. I should have said a massive provocation. So Pluto is triggering Jupiter. Meet Pluto. Acknowledge that other presence. Very different. Pluto. It's a much more distant celestial body. You can't see it with the naked eye. It's only been discovered about a century ago, in 1930. Pluto is a small planet, but its energy is huge. Pluto is the master alchemist that will support any transformation, any radical transformation that destroy something to bits and pieces, transforms it through alchemy and resurrect it in a completely new shape and form on another plane. Pluto never leaves anything untouched. So wherever Pluto goes, everything gets transformed. There's no way you can escape that power of transformation. It can be devastating. But remember that when something needs to die or to go, it will go, but it will always come back in a much better way. The purpose of Pluto is to bring consciousness to a higher level. So sometimes it implies destroying the patterns of an outdated model. And Pluto and Jupiter are standing together on the same degree today in the sign of Capricorn, which represents the structure of our society. Also the institutions and the things that are currently crumbling. But let's look at a particular aspect we can have greater access to and will be involved in transforming in the coming weeks and months. I mentioned before the fabric of our relationships. That network is like a fabric that's too old, worn down, and needs mending. The coming together of Pluto and Jupiter invites the transformation of all relationships we have with all beings on this earth. This is a big challenge. This is a massive issue. This is something you could dedicate some attention during this time of confinement. It's actually perfectly designed for it. We are confined with people or without people, and we are facing different issues that are ours, which are being reflected in the mirror of others we live with or we interact with, even remotely. So this encounter today plays an important part in a process. But be aware that the portal that is open now is not the end of the transformation. It's actually the beginning of a three-part transformation that will take the whole year to complete. Jupiter and Pluto are meeting today. They move apart from each other for a while, and on the 30th of June, they come back together. And then they move apart again. And on the 12th of November, they are coming back again. So the complex clockwork of astrological movements shows, it's like the background clockwork that shows us the different phases we undergo when we have to transform something radically. Those planets are of a different kind. Jupiter is a planet that's been known since man could look up into the sky. Pluto has been discovered more recently. They don't hold the same frequency. They don't operate on the same level. Jupiter tends to protect what is there, to maintain law and order. Pluto instead is there to disrupt the order and force any corruption to be resolved into something harmonious again. So they are conflicting in their intention and energy, in their power. But they're coming together. It's an opportunity for us to resolve many of our issues that are actually personal. Because the background of that encounter is deep down, our hearts are dry, are closed, are ill. And what Pluto, the alchemist, demands is that we heal our hearts. Take a moment now and breathe gently, paying attention to the emotions you've been feeling today. The movements of your heart today. The ease or unease in those movements. And go a little deeper. Dive a little deeper, as if you were diving into dark waters, which is generally the path Pluto wants us to take. It wants us to go deeper. Go a little deeper beneath the surface. And notice what has been going on maybe over a longer period of time. The past month or so. And the change that occurred since we abruptly went into lockdown and were forced to slow down. Acknowledge those deeper, longer tides that are still there. And the ripples of them on the surface. The moment you go deeper, you may encounter blocks or voids or dark spots. Use your breath in your abdomen, just the quiet pace of it, to navigate these obstacles, to acknowledge them as you pass by, possibly to name them. Don't turn a blind eye. Stay with them. Acknowledge them. Again and again. Pluto is thorough. He won't leave a stone unturned. He forces us deep into the abyss of our unconscious and bring up whatever needs updating, upgrading, transformation to the surface. a lot of that has been happening publicly, everywhere, in every aspect of life. This is a reflection of what is going on within us. So, in a very private, intimate way, we have to explore deeper within. Until we can clear the blocks, remove the rubbish, and unlock our powers. Remember, Pluto always destroys what needs to be transformed so it can be brought up a notch and support further evolution. Pluto is not a destroyer. Pluto is there to regenerate. Our society needs to regenerate. That's why it came to a still stand. Right. Become aware of your entire body again. All parts, skin. Feel your body as a whole. Just notice the movements, the fluidity, the balance or imbalance there is right now. Take a few deeper breaths. Still in your abdomen. Increase the exchanges breathing more of that atmosphere of the day. Share a lot more of your experience of that day. I would like you to meet now another celestial body, Saturn. Meet Saturn. Yet another quality of presence. Acknowledge the difference. It's like a specific signature. Jupiter, Pluto, and now Saturn. The Saturn I'm introducing you to today is your new authority, the authority of your accomplished being that wants to be born, that wants to be fully manifest. You know, we are already in the Aquarius age. The transformation took a long time, it started decades ago, but we are already in a new era. And in a way, we can feel it. There are all sorts of signs that the new is there. On the other hand, sometimes we have trouble experiencing any sense of progress because we seem to be stuck. Or we seem to be enslaved in patterns that no longer serve us because they no longer correspond in terms of frequency to the level where we feel we can operate now. So if I say Saturn is your new authority, it's an inner authority. It's your own empowerment when you are aware of who you are and of what you're not. And you claim your power and stand in your power. And use this power to serve humanity in your own specific way. Obviously, we are not fully empowered. Obviously, we are still trapped in forms and patterns of external power. And these have to go. The old external patriarchal structures of power have to go. And they will do. The presence of Saturn in the sign of Aquarius, just where the sun is rising in the chart, at the moment where Pluto and Jupiter met this morning, attests that, yes, these ancient forms have to go. So our inner authority can rise. So when you see the old world collapse and go, pay your tribute, pay your respect, and let it go. Because it has to go. The old world is no longer there. The new world is there already. In between is a limbo of complex contradictions, of huge warfare, battling forces, opposing forces that keep duality alive. In between that old and new world is also a leap of frequency. Which is why we have to look after ourselves. Which is why Pluto was demanding that we heal our hearts. Because the debris of those old wounds and those conditionings and patterns are just holding us back and stopping our evolution and preventing us from leaping into the new. In that context, I'd like you to meet yet another celestial body, Uranus. Meet Uranus. Again, completely different to Saturn. Uranus is exuberant, Uranus is fast, Uranus is disruptive. Uranus is innovative. Uranus wants things to move and change. Uranus wants to upgrade, to free, to set everything free. It is one of the big energies that has been supporting the change ever since it started in the late 1980s. Uranus is currently in the sign of Taurus, corresponding to embodiment, us being on this earth plane and having a spiritual experience on the earth. And his presence here gives us a clue as to how we can support this inner transformation in a Uranian way. Uranus is also like a lightning or thunderbolt that all of a sudden clears the sky and brings something completely new and fresh. So let's practice that for a little while. For a moment, explore the density of your waters, the deep waters in your belly. Just explore, navigate, feel, notice what's going on here and there. When you find something with two fingers, you just pick it. Take it out of your body and then throw it away. If you pick something else in your body, your belly, pick it, take it, throw it away. And do that a few more times. You pick something that is stale and old and needs transmuting. You take it out of the box and you give it back to Uranus. Uranus works very fast. It transforms things, I repeat, by lifting them up to another level. So what is blocked and stale on a level, if it's if it's brought in a proper way to a higher level, will resolve in unity. That's what Uranus does. That's why it's the awakener. So, suggestion for you in the coming week until Easter and maybe a little longer. We never know how long phases last nowadays. Several times a day, give yourself a short moment to turn inwards and go and explore the depth of your belly. This you do in a Plutonian way. You just dive deep, very, very, very deep. And just reach deeper and deeper as you progress. We have to bring some light into the unconscious. We have to free ourselves from many patterns we are not aware of. Hence the journey. This is one aspect. This diving very deep is a necessary journey. You may give that kind of work a few minutes, and the purpose of that exploration is to be able to encounter any block, face it, and go through it. You may sometimes know what it is. It may have a name. You may not know what it is. You may just meet something very hard and dark. But do that work regularly because it's a great support. at another time in the same day, give yourself the much more playful game of picking whatever is disturbing or not balanced or a little troubled within the body. Now, we worked on the belly, but it could be anywhere in the body. Tension in my shoulder, headache, anything. You just acknowledge it, pick it with two fingers and throw it out of your body and give it back to the Uranian forces. This is playful and light, and it's allowing you to have a much more easy journey. So the two go hand in hand, and they will help enormously. Now let's have a look at another thing, the context of that big, complex configuration today. The encounter of Jupiter and Pluto, inviting a radical transformation of the network of all our relationships, happens as an essential part of our current transformation. We are being triggered constantly by the presence of yet another celestial body I would like you to meet. It is called Eris. So meet Eris. Eris is a new planet, one of those planets that holds a higher frequency, a planet of the new world. And that's why she's claiming her due, and she's constantly pushing us to resolve what is unfinished. It's got a very disruptive energy, a bit like Uranus, just that her movement is ascending. So it's like a surge coming from the bottom of your pelvis upwards. It's like an eruption, a volcanic eruption. Together with Uranus, Eris are responsible for the major awakening phases. Uranus and Eris work hand in hand. They are different in polarity, but they work jointly. It's a bit like a feminine and a masculine, or a negative and a positive polarity of the same. Both together help us shift frequencies. Just trying to feel that. Just as you're sitting, settle. Take a few deep breaths in your belly. Become very aware of the alignment of your spine. And then bring your focus to your sacrum. And move all the way up from sacrum to crown. And move beyond and just lock your attention in the integration point 30 centimeters, 10 inches above your head. It's a gate. It's also an integration point. and just feel alignment, shift, and raise your frequency. Right, very good. Come back to the big picture of our planetary encounters. I would like you to meet one more being. It's called Haumea. Haumea. Another new planet. Another 5D planet holding the highest frequencies. Feel the presence of Haumea. It's got something in common with Jupiter, but on a much higher frequency. Notice what is similar and dissimilar with Jupiter. Haumea. It's the principle of cohesion. Like an all-embracing presence that keep things together. Coherence, cohesion, wholeness of the many parts that are living together in the vast universe and forming the cycles and the many stages and phases of involution and evolution. Yes, that kind of presence. So in the middle of chaos, as we experience it on planet Earth, in the middle of those conflicting forces that are dark and bright and that are battling because there are a number of hidden agendas I won't go into. In the middle of all that, feel the wholeness of that entire field, this operating theater of planet Earth at the moment is chaotic, but it's just a phase of something that is completely one and whole and harmonious. Haumea is with Eris, we just met before, in a very tense relationship that requires resolution. Eris is constantly triggering and pushing, whilst Haumea is constantly holding and allowing. Have no fear. The bigger picture is processing something huge and despite all the uncertainties, despite all the battling, ascension is happening, we are moving on, we are there. Just have to remove all the cloud of unknowing and conditionings and programming that prevents us from seeing it. So this huge tension is a creative tension. And the conjunction of Jupiter and Pluto in that respect is impacting on that tension and causing a little more complexity. But remember, the purpose of that current situation is to help us heal our hearts. So the heart of all beings can become one heart. So So remember how to resonate with the frequency of oneness that is also the frequency of the heart. And in this month of April, just a week before Easter, just a few days before Passover, feel the power of inner transformation in you. Feel that when you stop opposing resistance to any change or anything that you are presented with, things are actually running rather smoothly. Feel that the lockdown is a respite. Place within. The lockdown is not external, it's an inner space. Now, depending on how you experience it, it may be a prison or not. Can you make this lockdown an experimenting lab where you attempt in all sorts of different ways to unlock the many locks that still attach you to the old world? Where you attempt to smash the barriers or blocks, visible or not. You're well aware that the invisible blocks are much stronger than the visible ones. So in your experimenting lab, can you please try and unblock as many little and big things as you can possibly get hold of, thereby paying your tribute to the master of the day, who is Pluto, ruling over this entire stellar alignment, who is claiming transformation, transmutation for resurrection. In order to resurrect, you have to deeply explore, transform, transmute, and raise out of your ashes like the phoenix. There's no better image than the phoenix for this transmutational alchemical process that we can experience in our house, in our womb, in our hearts. So we've got a series of chambers. The house in which we are confined, that keeps the boundaries safe, a little like Haumea, ensuring the cohesion of the entire process. The room, the place where I turn inwards and where I give myself the respite from anything else and anybody else. A little bit like Jupiter, the benevolent presence that is always my guide and my support whenever I have to go through something challenging or difficult. And then the inner chamber of my heart, that sacred special place where I can go and be still, just sitting there still. And the power of that stillness, which is to show me what is still unresolved and needs attention, support. So I, in my divine authority, can offer my full presence to it. With the intention to support any change, any transformation as well as I can, and to delegate and return to my higher self whatever I don't know how to deal with. Let's practice that. Become extremely still and go to the deepest of your heart. Drop your heart chamber into the sacred space of the second chakra. For a woman, it can be the womb. For man, it can be the creative power. And there you're staying as still as you can possibly be right now. You bring your highest consciousness, your highest embodied consciousness down, and you are fully present. And you intend that what needs transformation should get transformed. What needs integration should be integrated, upgraded, etc. No details, just a clear intent and a very still sovereign presence of your higher self as it's embodied in this human. And for the part you're not able to deal with, you'll just take a movement from your lower abdomen. Move with all fingers together. Move along the front of your body and face and upwards and point towards the sky and return that stuff you don't know how to handle to your eternal self and source, asking for guidance or for resolution. Then you drop your arm, come back to that spot, that space where the heart lies at the bottom of yourself. And then let your heart expand and become as large as your entire body and beyond, and become the space in which your body sits. And then ask for healing. Healing of your heart. Very good. Then quietly bring both hands to where your heart is, high heart. Feel your breath, feel your heartbeat. Reconnect with that body, where we experience this enormous transformation, and feel that the new world is there already and it's just a few steps away. So you have the strongest motivation, to remove the blocks, the veils, the clouds, the darkness. Between right now and this eternal now where we are one and free. Feel that. And then take a few breaths, and we'll be ready to complete. Thank you very much, all of you, for joining this meditation. It's been super powerful.